Well, I mean, it means that Germany, after more than 160 days, knows what the next government's going to look like, which is certainly going to help the sense of political security in the country. I think one thing to look out for right away, you know, neither of the two big parties did particularly well in last year's election. So I put that down to the fact that they weren't really able to explain the refugee policy to a lot of people here in the country. Now, this time around, they're focusing on bolstering the EU. That's another potential stumbling block. So I think that Angela Merkel in particular is going to have to do a lot of work selling this coalition to the German people.
What do you think the main selling points should be?
Well, I mean, the main selling points will be that Germany is actually better off with a strong EU. It's the biggest economic force in the bloc. It's a way for Europeans to band together to have more political influence in the world. If you think about all of the manifest disagreements with Trump, obviously the EU is much more capable of throwing its weight around than any one EU country. So I think that's the big selling point.
But not everyone would agree with that. I mean, Germany's largest opposition party is the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, and they probably wouldn't agree with that.
No, I mean, they're dead set against that. I mean, we have come to know the AfD in Germany as being an anti-refugee, anti-migrant party. But actually, when they started out, they were an anti-EU party. They were saying, you know, the bureaucracy in Brussels has gotten far too big. Germans need to take control back over their own national affairs. They're not going to be happy with any of these policies. At the same time, they've just entered the Bundestag, the national parliament, for the first time. So I think they're going to be quite happy at the fact that there's another grand coalition. That gives them a fantastic target to aim even more criticism at the political establishment. So I think you're starting to see some very clear front lines in this redefined German political spectrum.
We know AfD has been pushing to declare Syria a safe country, and therefore it's okay for Syrian refugees to go back home. And at the moment, they've just sent a delegation to Syria to assess the security situation, and they're likely to conclude that, yes, it is indeed safe, or at least that Syria has safe areas suitable for returning refugees. How likely is Germany to send back hundreds of thousands of refugees to Syria?
Germany is extremely unlikely to send back hundreds of thousands of refugees to Syria. I mean, I'm sure the AfD delegation will come back and they'll say everything's fine. The rest of the politicians have already criticized them for sending this delegation to begin with. You just have to picture it as, you know, you've got these people who don't speak any Arabic, who aren't experts in the country. They show up in Syria, someone takes them around, they're probably very well protected, and they come back and say everything's hunky-dory. There's no way that Germany can send Syrian refugees back, given the state of Syria right now. It's written into the German constitution that Germany has an obligation to protect anyone who might be killed by being sent back to their home country. So that's not on the cards.
Well, another thing they're trying to do is put an end to family reunifications. Is that going to happen?
No, I mean, they're not going to put an end to it, because the agreement has been made that there will be 1,000 family members accepted under the reunification program. And there's also always the chance to waive that cap in cases of particular hardship. And of course, you know, I mean, refugees from Syria, by definition, have hardship.
So we're talking about people who are still, you know, family members who are in Syria who want to come and join their other family members who have been accepted as refugees who are living in Germany.
Exactly. I mean, anyone who has been accepted as a refugee, who's been deemed worthy of protection, has the right to bring his immediate family to Germany. That's not going to change. They're going to, have a sort of a soft cap on the numbers, largely for PR purposes, to give people in the country the feeling that this is a controlled migration, controlled refugee influx. But it's not going to put a stop to it by any stretch of the imagination, because, again, I mean, the German constitution is very specific about what the government has to do vis-a-vis people who need help.
So it's set at, what is it, 1,000 now?
1,000 per month, yeah.
So if more than 1,000 come in and say, look, we need your help, they're going to say, okay, well, let's look at it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much they don't have any choice. I mean, in that case, they're going to have to consider individual cases, and if it's found that there is a true need, then they'll accept more. That's a loophole that's been very clearly left in the coalition agreement.
Very good talking to you, Jefferson Chase, DW political correspondent. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.